Rain's continuing to fall. You know, it's a heavy rainfall right now. We're going to do another conference call, get some more updates from the National Weather Service to see how much more rain we can expect throughout the day and then into tomorrow. But we do expect quite a bit still to come. Just a couple road closures real quick. County Road 46 is going to be closed off. The latest one we just posted to our Facebook page. You guys shared it as well there at KTLO, was County Road, County Road 46 is the latest one. County Road 63 over there in Norfolk River, also known as Norfolk River Road, is also closed. But that County Road 46, there's a bridge that goes right there. If you turn off of County Road 43, it's the first bridge you get to. That one's going to be closed on both ends just because of the integrity of that bridge. We don't know if it's going to collapse or not. But it is blocked off. Road and Bridge did that just a little bit ago. We do have crews out. Obviously, there's a lot of roads that are being washed out right now. So the most important thing to remember is just turn around, don't drown. If it looks deep, you know, don't even attempt to cross it. Don't try to go around it. Don't move barricades, anything like that. Just kind of stay away from those areas. We did have one water rescue yesterday. Luckily, no one was injured there, but that will, you know, it will sweep your car away, and it'll definitely take you off your feet if you're going to try to walk through swift water. So,
and David, just back to County Road 46. That's Bennett's Bayou, north of Henderson, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, it's there. It's north of Henderson, just to the east over there in Gamalia. And it's Bennett's Bayou right there. It's a pretty decent-sized bridge. Like I said, we're just worried that there's some structural integrity there, so we've got it closed off. And like I said, Road and Bridge is going to be they're out assessing roads as we speak. There's obviously quite a bit around the county that are washed out, and it's hard to tell how deep those are until you actually get to them. So, just really strongly encourage people to stay away from those areas, avoid those areas. The Corps is also monitoring all the water levels. As of right now, I just spoke with the Norfolk Fire Chief. They did a second round of door-to-door, just, you know, letting people know, hey, continue to watch the water levels. How you doing? Do you need anything? Right now, from what they gathered, the folks on the river there down in the Norfolk area are doing all right. Some of them said, you know, if it gets too high, about 27 feet, it starts to start flooding basements and things like that. So,
and how many feet is it out right now? Do you know?
Right now, those folks that they spoke with said it was about 23 feet. But it's, you know, obviously it's continuing to rise. So that 27 feet isn't too far off. We don't have any evacuations right now, which is a good thing. No water rescues going on right now, which is another good thing. If we do have evacuations, it's specifically down there around Norfolk, the Lone Rock area. The plan is to utilize the youth center, that community building, right next to Norfolk City Hall. And then we will be supplying cots. And then right after I'm done here, I'm going to make a phone call to the Red Cross and just kind of let them know, hey, kind of get them on standby in case they are needed for this area. They already have folks pretty close. So that won't take long to get up and running if it is needed.